Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Here, welcome to Wisdom Wednesday. Thanks for being here today. Today I'm going to share the number one strategic mistake in all of business, but first we have the Rhino of the Day. It is out a page out of the Rochester Yellow Pages from 2008, and the ad for Rhino Linings. And you can see it says, nothing beats a real rhino, or even a picture of a rhino climbing into your truck, as if anything would protect your truck from an actual real rhino climbing into the bed of it and destroying it, because that's what rhinos do if they want. Two rhinos in that ad. You got the rhino in the image there, and then you got the rhino in the logo there. And so you can see down there it says, yeah, see, April 2008 I printed this out. That's back in my days when I was a consultant with a Yellow Page company, and I was constantly studying Yellow Pages from all over the country, and it takes a lot. First of all, you have to know what to look for, but then it takes a lot of time and effort to find, but you actually can find effective Yellow Pages ads. Difficult, but there was a few in every book, and I would use them and as a model, a template, to make up Yellow Pages for ads for my own clients, who would then make a lot of money. I mean, as long as they're not in Rochester or wherever this is, if this happened to be a good ad, which it is not, and I basically modeled that ad for my client in Atlanta or New Orleans or Chicago or Cleveland or California or wherever they were, if it was making money for somebody in another area, it'll make money there, and that's something you ought to do in all of your business. But that's not today's Wisdom Wednesday. I guess that's a bonus tip. Today's tip, Annette is here, Rick is here, Melissa, welcome everybody. Today's tip is courtesy. This is the workbook from my friend and actually now one of my marketing coaches, James Malinchak, and this is out of the workbook, the materials that you get. I guess they're only they're for VIPs materials when you attend his VIP his what is it called? The Big Money Speaker Bootcamp. I've attended it three times. I don't know what it's called. And you get the materials from his slides, and then you take notes, and that's how a lot of trainers do their trainings and give their seminars. I certainly do that. And this is a page. It's just pure gold. I'm going to share a page right out of his manual. I know James won't mind that because it's one page out of a four-day event. And there was just so much to learn. James is just such a master marketer. And besides just attending his event, if you can get with him one-on-one, that's absolutely pure gold. But this is just a humongous mistake, and James calls it the number one marketing mistake in all business, but you can see how I've titled this video. I just call it the number one strategic mistake overall. Remember that James, since I told you this is from the Big Money Speaker Bootcamp, James is one of the top most requested speakers that there is, and he's even been on he started an episode of an ABC TV show years ago, The Secret Millionaire, and gave away lots of money. Like, he's well known as a speaker, and he teaches other speakers. So what he's talking here to speakers who don't necessarily realize they got to market themselves as speakers. People are not just going to come pay the money and invite them to speak just because they give a good talk. Just like any business person, no one's going to come to you and say, please install a boiler for me just because you're a great at doing HVAC work. Like, marketing is where all the money is. So he calls it the number one marketing mistake. I just call it the number one strategic mistake, and I'll tell you why as I go through this. But he claims, and James didn't come up with this. This is an old saying among all successful business people. We know this, that creating a product or service, you see James puts in a speech topic because he's talking to speakers, first, and then trying to find someone to buy it. Humongous, humongous, major, to me, the number one strategic overall mistake. And I get requests for help from people all the time that have painted themselves in a corner and put themselves in this very predicament. They have spent time, months, years, lots of money, lots of effort, lots of frustration putting together a product or service then finding that they can't sell it to anybody, nobody's going to buy it, then they come to me and think, gee, I need help selling this thing. Well, yeah, you do need help selling it, but you've already just made the biggest mistake in the world. You've created something, and then you're trying to find someone to buy it. Okay, you've created your product, your service first, then trying to find someone to buy it. So how do you cure this mistake? That's today's Wisdom Wednesday tip, is clearly you reverse this. First, you find people that want to buy a certain product or service, and then you create it. Simple as that. So you find a need, and then you fill it. And so then you create the product or service, and then, of course, you simply offer it to that starving, hungry audience that wants that, and guess what? They buy it. That's the way business works. That's the wow strategy. That's just the basis of business. So to me, strategic mistake is if you've decided that the steps to me making millions of dollars is first I'm going to create something, and then I'll try and sell it to somebody. And then I'll get all upset. I get these people. I just had one of them today and one yesterday. It's why it's on my mind. They're all frustrated and upset. They've spent a lot of money on ads, and they've got all the they've done the pay-per-click and thrown their money away to Google, and they've thrown their money away to Facebook, and then they hired somebody to do social media and this and to get them ranked on the top or whatever. And like, none of this is working because nobody wants their thing. So before you go through all the time and effort to create your product or service or your speech topic or your training or seminars or whatever it is you're looking to sell, first, make sure that there's people starving for it. People want it. So how can you do this? Well, if you're already in business and you're looking to introduce a new stream of income, a new product, a new service, you can simply test it. So if you own a restaurant, you can simply make it a special one day on the menu and put it out there. Or you can give a free sample. If you own a bakery, you see all the time people come in, there's a free sample of something. You can get a booth at a trade show at a local arts and crafts and have that as a free sample. You can offer it, send out an email to your email list or put it out through social media, whatever, that I have this, and here, or that's what all these crowdsourcing sites are all about. They're based on that concept that you don't create the whole product or service and then try and sell it. You create the one, sample, the one, what do they call it? Somebody help me out if you're here, they call it the, prototype. That's it. They call it the prototype, and they put it out there, and they say, hey, if we get 1,000 buyers of this, we'll actually produce it. And so we're going to produce it and sell it for $300, but if we get 1,000 buyers at just $100, you can have it for that $100, and you'll help us to fund the company and basically decide if it's even a viable company or product to begin with. And that's how crowdsourcing works. Well, that's one way to do it. Another way to do research is go to networking groups, do online networking, get involved in forums on LinkedIn groups or Facebook groups or wherever there are groups of people that you feel you have some experience helping, you have some expertise in that area. Join a group of those people. Go see them in person. See them online. Thanks to technology, you can do this very quickly. And you go in there and you see, like, let's say it's a Facebook group. You can scroll down, or a LinkedIn group. You can scroll through all the posts and all the comments, and you can see what people are talking about. And you can see people saying, man, I wish there was this. I wish there was this piece of software, or I wish there was somebody teaching this, or I wish there was somebody who would do this in our area. Or you go, if you're a brick and mortar, you go into your local forums in your area. There are local groups in social media, and people are asking, gee, does anyone know a good plumber? And if everyone says no, there is none in this area, and you know how to do plumbing, gee, you might say, hey, I can do plumbing work. Throw it out there to the people that requested it. Then they hire you. Then you get some case studies and ask them for some feedback and testimonials and some referrals, and away you go. You're in business. That is a zillion times smarter way of doing it than just saying, hey, I'm a plumber, call me, when nobody is looking for, there's plenty of plumbers around. There's plenty of whatever in that town, or there's plenty of people doing such and such. So look for a need and then to fill it. You don't want to make the number one mistake in business, which is first putting all your time and money and effort, I feel bad for these people when they call, oh, I spent over 100 grand and took years and I put all this together and I got 52 videos and I got all my PDFs and I got all my this and my that, and my workbooks and I got it all put together. Can you help me sell it? And my comeback is always the same. My response is always the same. Unless you're drastically willing to completely just get rid of all of that and start from scratch and produce something. I mean, maybe we'll end up producing that, but maybe we're going to produce something completely different. But if you're willing to do that, then I can work with you. So that's a mistake I made years ago where I would take on these startups who would come to me and all the time. I made this movie and I can't get funding for it, or I wrote this book and no one wants to buy it, or I have this service that I can do and I can't seem to get anyone to buy it, and you're an expert marketer, Steve, can you help me? And I made the mistake of saying I would and I could. Like, that's going to take a lot of money, a lot of effort, a lot of testing, you could get lucky and it works on the first go round, but that could take a long time and a lot of frustration, a lot of effort, a lot of money, a lot of testing. And unless you've got all that money, you're so well financed and you got all that time to wait and you can put up with all that frustration, that's not going to be a viable client for me. So if someone will say, I'm having trouble selling this, Steve, can you help me? I'm like, yeah, but first let's find out what the people want. And if you're willing to change your product or service around to be that, then of course it's easy to sell and it all seems easy. So there's a lot of research to be done. So before you go creating something, please research the number one most important thing, which is the who, the first W in the wow strategy, the who, the marketplace, the potential buyers. Do they want whatever it is you're going to create? If you're on the crowdsourcing again, or you go on the Shark Tank show or something, they'll come on, they'll ask, you know, hey, what are your sales? I don't have any yet, but I have the prototype here. Now, usually those sharks and angel investors with the millions of dollars to invest, they don't want to get in that early. They want some proof of concept. That means people are buying what you're selling. Make sense? So that's Wisdom Wednesday for today. Hopefully I have in the past, but hopefully you're not making that mistake right now. If you are, you're frustrated and you got to be willing to scrap the whole thing and start over, starting with the research into the who, the market. What do they want? That's where it starts. It doesn't start with I create a product and then I try and sell it. It starts with what do people want? Then I'll create it. Make sense? That's Wisdom Wednesday. So Bill's here, Scott's here, Chad, Jim, good seeing everybody. Any questions, comments, concerns? Am I right? Am I wrong? Am I way off base? I'm open to anything you want to say. Rick says cheers. Cheers to you as well. I don't even have a glass of water anymore on the table because my beautiful wife, Michelle, came home, and I'm going to head downstairs and have some dinner. But I'd raise a glass to you if I had it. And I have I'm attached with the headphones now, but I got all kinds of rhino mugs and stuff around, so I'll just say cheers. I got even a rhino beer up in the corner that I've shared before as a rhino of the day. So I'll say cheers as well. Thanks to everyone being here today. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll have some fun with Throwback Thursday. I'll be sharing a blast from the past, not including today's rhino of the day, a 10-year-old Yellow Pages ad. I'll be sharing a blast from the past. And we'll have some fun, and hopefully I'll see you here tomorrow on Throwback Thursday. Thanks for being here today. Over and out. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.